Well, do I really need to do a lead-in with this game here? My goodness, what a great game to be a part of. I'm sure it's probably a great game to watch. I'm sure CBS is happy. I'm sure Lance Barrow's happy, but we're very happy. We needed a win like that. We've been bouncing up and down a little bit here down the stretch, in the second stage of our season, but. You talk about grit and guys just keep battling, and that's really the story of tonight's win. So I thought, we had the slow start. I thought defensively, it kept us in the game. Really, in the first half with the field position switch on the poor punt, they had the field goal come off of that. They had that interception, and Kelvin made a big-time catch there in the end zone. And we had to, the misalignment down there. So really, three or four plays in the first half, that's really what we talked about at halftime. And, we were convinced we were going to win the game. Didn't know how, didn't think it was always going to come down to that. But this team has a lot of fight. The injuries and the number of hurdles that we had to overcome is obvious. I think it just speaks to the character of our football team. And my goodness, can Aaron Rodgers throw the football. So with all that, a great final play. And an excellent Packer win. With that, I'll take your questions.
Mike, how often do you practice plays like that?
Every Saturday. Every Saturday, we have a last eight segment, last eight plays of the game, and we just that's where we hit all those different situations.
Mike, at what point in the arc of that throw did you think, hey, wait a minute, this might?
Well, when you throw with that arc, you got a chance because it gives guys a chance to fight for position. That's the whole design of it, and there's a. There's a design to, where you try to get to and then the triangle that you're trying to form down there. So and Richard's the perfect guy, for that type of situation. Big body and, his ability to go up. You see his old basketball skills go up and, high point the football. So but frankly, I was confident Aaron could get to the end zone, but when he threw it that much height, I was kind of a little concerned. But that's, what a great throw. My goodness. How far was it? I'm sure you figured it out already. 61? I thought it was further than that.
He threw a 70.
Yeah, it had to be 70 plus. Yeah. Statistics are for losers,
Can this change everything?
Well, it's a unfortunately, it counts as one win. It feels like more. I think we all feel that way. I know I do. And, really the second stage of this season, we knew it was going to be a grinder, just the way it laid, laid out. You can see it in practice. Guys try to get back that couldn't get back, and the young guys stepped up and played. So this is a big-time win.
You've been a part of a couple of heartbreakers I need to bring back up on the other side. Have you ever been a part of something like this?
Yeah, that's a good memory. Yeah. I guess I should have. Go ahead. You want to ask me a question?
You ever been on
we were in Seattle, obviously. Yeah. Giants caught one on us in the playoffs right before the. Yeah, I've been on the wrong side of it. I'm agreeing with you. Yeah, it's been so long I can't remember.
You've been on
the right side when a game. It was never to win the game. So maybe halftime or it works out pretty good Saturday. I'll just say this. Lee Sarr guy really caught the ball in this one. So you can book that. So.
How much energy did you get off this, Mike?
Well, the locker room, and just look at the sideline, the field. It's a great moment. We need some time off. They've earned an extra day with that. That was kind of the deal coming into this thing. So, we knew we had to come in here scrap to get a win, and that's the way it came out. So, I think it speaks volumes to the character and the integrity of our men. But more importantly, we're not naive to the fact that we need to improve. We'll get healthy over these couple days here, and we'll get ready for Dallas.
Hey, Mike. Your guys got pretty upset on the sideline there on the pass to Abby. You guys felt like there was a penalty there. What was the emotional swing from thinking maybe your last chance there is
better? It's football. To get those calls at that point in the game, it's obviously can go either way, but the reality is you have to get the final play call too. So I just think the whole mechanics of getting the thing lined up and getting it called, and Aaron setting the edge, and getting the contain rusher to break, and buying himself some time. So he executed his part flawlessly. So just to give us a chance to make a play.
Is the lateral play part of your final lead for preparation on Saturday?
Correct.
So is that designed for Richard to throw it back to Aaron?
It's called the final play. So yeah, there's a lot of moving parts to it. You know, it used to be the River City Relay. You know, I was with the Saints when we hit it down there in Jacksonville. So unfortunately, we missed the extra point. But those are last. We call it the final eight plays. There's different scenarios in which 8 to 10 plays we'll use. But it's a situation.
Yeah. I understand that if he doesn't throw it back to Aaron, you don't get the face mask kind of.
Correct.
What was going on with Eddie
tonight? Eddie didn't have a great week, so we went with James. The idea was to come in there with 1-2 punch. What can I say about Crockett? He's a guy that's just been working super hard, and we felt like he deserved an opportunity. The initiative was more for special teams, but as we got going in the game and the things that were happening in the game and with his running style, I decided to stick him in there, and he gave us a big spark. I think you see the way his teammates react to him, and just the energy that he brings. So, it was a good jolt for us.
TV said something about something happening in practice with Eddie. Is that, are they accurate in saying
practice?
That's what they said.
No, I don't. He practiced that. You seen him about Saturday?
I don't know.
No, it had nothing to do with practice.
There's talk about how the defense helped set up.
Well, I mean, what a tough break there. I mean, we had them third and long, and Matthew Stafford just throws a laser in there, and a huge third down conversion. So, with that, they're able to take the clock down to, 30 seconds. But, they gave us the chance, and that's what the defense has to do. But I thought our defense, did some really good things today. So, we didn't help them a few times with field position, but, they gave us the opportunity.
You said this only counts for one win, but how do you make sure it counts for more? How do you make sure that this is, you know, those springboards? I don't know if there's momentum or not in the NFL, but this would seem to be an opportunity to really get things going.
Well, it's all part of the challenge and the ability to handle success. So I mean, it's every opportunity you have, there's something that comes out of it. So this win brings a lot of energy. This win gives you a chance to really look inside and see really what we've been battling through, and to come out on top and do what we needed to do. So it's but still it's a division win, which is an important win. We had to come in here and win this game, and that's the way we prepared. This team prepares well. They like to work. They're a fun team to coach, but we need to improve. Our details are not there. We'll talk about it tomorrow in the team meeting, but they know it, and we'll improve from this victory.
Two more, please. Mike, you said you practice at plate on Saturdays. How often are you successful?
Well, we've had a few go against us, so we've kind of made it a defensive play. So I'm not real happy when the offense catches the ball. But everybody understands the emphasis. It's more about positioning. It's Saturday. We used to practice on Friday, so now it's Saturday, so it's not a competitive play because you don't want somebody going up getting hurt in a Hail Mary play 24 hours before you play. So it's just more about the mechanics and getting to the landmarks, getting the throw executed. So. It's a situation in football. I mean, it's something that we practice every week.
Mike, how close were TJ and Brian to playing? And again, how do you kind of see the words?
I mean, I think if you know TJ and Brian, if they could have played or even close to playing, they would have played. So this break comes at the – it's a well-needed break for a lot of guys.
I mean, your line wasn't perfect by any means tonight, but to throw out – at one point, Josh is the only starter.
Thought they did great. I mean, they had some tough matchups. They played against a very aggressive play caller. I mean, they loaded down and they made it clear. So they didn't make it easy on us. They moved around, and you're playing on a turf indoors with the crowd noise and so forth. And I think you saw when Josh went in there on the first one, with Ziggy's sack and the stunt that wasn't passed off. So I mean, it's but other than that, I thought they battled and gave us a chance.